Tom fit in. Michael Flynn got justice because he had lawyers willing to push back against DOJ, FBI. File Anna Mastrangelo on May 8, 2020. President of Judicial Watch Tom Fitton told Breitbart News that General Michael Flynn only got justice because he had lawyers who insisted upon it and pushed back against the entire political class in Washington, D.C. Fitton spoke to SiriusXM's Breitbart News daily host Alex Marlowe on Friday. "This FBI, this Justice Department, they would have sent Flynn to jail," said Fitton. "Flynn only got justice because he had a lawyer who insisted upon it. It was only because they had two lawyers pushed back against them. Against the entire political class here in town. Including the current Justice Department and FBI," he added. Listen below. Last month, Covington & Burling, General Flynn's previous law firm, ended up handing over files to Flynn's new legal team after inadvertently missing them earlier, according to a report by Law.com. Flynn is now represented by Sidney Powell, who fought against prosecutors and the media, and appears to have won. "The political left is more than willing to violate the civil liberties of their political enemies, as Flynn demonstrates, as the targeting of Trump by Mueller demonstrates, as the coup demonstrates, the Constitution, our civil rights, they don't matter," Fitton affirmed. "They would put us in jail because they don't like our politics," he added. "They don't like our ideology. We're getting in the way of whatever power plays they want." Fitton noted that the documents show the FBI didn't go after Flynn because they were interested in justice. "They were interested in getting him fired," he said. "And sure enough, they had every indication to believe that he didn't lie." Even Comey said, "Well, you could make an argument he lied," added Fitton of the disgraced former FBI director James Comey. "The idea that anyone would go to jail because someone says you can make the argument you lied, that's no way to run a railroad if you're the director of the FBI," said Fitton, adding that Comey is the most corrupt FBI director in the modern era. The Judicial Watch president went on to explain why the left's argument that General Flynn pled guilty is invalid. "The left's big argument is, well, Flynn pled guilty," said Fitton. "It's one thing for a hack to say that, but to hear lawyers say that, it's disturbing. It shows you that they're willing to distort the law to destroy their enemies." Fitton elaborated. "You can only confess to something under law if it's voluntary and knowing. And it's clear that General Flynn did not know that he was set up like he was. He did not know when he made his plea that the Justice Department and FBI, the FBI concluded that he hadn't lied, and obviously it was coerced because they were going after his son. So that's not a legitimate plea. He didn't plead guilty under the law, because it was A, involuntary, and B, it was not knowing, meaning he didn't know all the information that we now know about why he was targeted." Fitton also noted that General Flynn himself has said that he wouldn't have pled guilty if he had known all the details. "People should go back and read General Flynn's declaration he filed that became public just recently, in which, he said, 'I would have done this if I had known this,' he said. And legally that's significant. It was a coerced, involuntary plea that was done in ignorance. And under the law, it's no plea at all," added the Judicial Watch president. Fitton also mentioned that former President Barack Obama should be, at the very least, questioned about the matter. "Someone should ask him a question about it. I mean, the media has completely protected this man. And he orchestrated, and was behind, and is ultimately responsible for the worst corruption scandal in American history. He makes Richard Nixon look like a piker. He not only authorized, and obviously approved, unprecedented spying on the candidate that was seeking to succeed him from the opposite party. But then after the president was elected, he rushed out and targeted this president with this all-hands-on-deck effort to smear him on this Russia collusion crap. And then continued, in my view, in a seditious way to try to undermine and destroy his presidency on his way out the door." Fitton went on to remind listeners that the left using the Logan Act to attack incoming Republican presidents and their transition teams is nothing new. "The idea that the Logan Act applies to the transition team of an incoming presidency is absurd. But of course, it's typical of the left," he said. "We always think these things are new, but they've been doing this for years. Every time a Republican replaces a Democrat, they accuse them of stealing the election or cheating with foreigners. That's what they said about Reagan with the Iranians. They then kept on pushing it when George W. Bush was running. They've been doing it repeatedly in the modern era. Johnson went after Nixon about the same issue. "It's typical of the left," he added. "The left can't stand to lose. The Constitution is a means to an end. And as soon as it gets in the way, they don't care. So elections, the Constitution, your civil liberties. They pretend to believe in them, but it's all about power," said Fitton. "And they'll throw them out the door, and we've seen it with Trump and Flynn, in a heartbeat." Breitbart News daily broadcasts live on Sirius XM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Twitter at @armastrangelo and on Instagram.